I'm curious about when you stopped shipping out.
About what?
So when you stopped shipping out, when you retired, yeah. And what was behind those decisions, and what was that transition like for you? You know, people always ask, do you miss the sea? Do you miss the sea? And
well, I planned on retiring after 20 years, but, you know, after then I had a broken family and everything after that, right there. I got on a Vivian and I got my own, I had my own crew pick, so life was good. So I just stayed. I just liked the job. I had good people I worked, liked to be around, and I didn't have any reason. I had started a business in 1983, but I figured that they paid me good and everything, so I stayed in there. And they, I know a lot of people kept asking me, when are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? I says, well, some morning I'm going to wake up. I'm just going to say I've had enough. And I think my retirement was 32 years of pension time anyways. And that's just how it happened. I made my last two trips was around the world. And we were coming back in the Pacific. I just woke up one morning and said, well, I had enough.
How old were you?
See that?
Uh-huh.
That was my retirement party in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
Missed a step.
Well, they always, what do they say, that the last step off the gangway is the hardest one or the longest one? Was that the step you missed?
Well, potty tidy.
And how old were you when you retired?
How old was I? Yeah, let's see, I'm 67 now, so 2000.
55?
Yeah, 54.
Take early retirement at 55 back then, I guess. 54, 55.
And what was that transition like for you? So you weren't going away all the time. Were you just around here, or what? How did you deal with that?
Oh God! The only question you mentioned was the transition going to ship. When I got off the ship. For the last 3 or 4 days, I never slept. I always wrote up every piece of equipment and everything. So, and when I get home, I'd be stressed right out to the limit. And it took me, if it was home here, it took me about a week to get back to normal. If I went to camp, it took me about 3 days. Same thing going back, every time before I get back, going back to the ship. It would be a week to 10 days where I start getting, wasn't a good feeling.
Yeah.
And the transition from retirement, I started this business in 83, the equipment rental and party, and it wasn't doing very well. As an absentee owner, I'd recommend nobody start a business as an absentee owner. And as I wanted to prove myself that I made a good decision or know why, so I came back and ran that. And our growth has been pretty much on the average of 15% a year, so that's been good. I always kept busy. I'm very busy now. I work 7 days a week. I stay busy. So I feel kind of guilty now being this old and feeling this good. So that, you know, I try to give back. I belong to the Rotary and we do a lot of, you know, help people out.
That's great. That's good. Good. Yeah, I think it's important when you retire, especially from shipping, you've got to do something to stay busy.
Yeah. You really need to stay busy and be happy with your life. I lost three people 2 years ago that were real close to me. One was my nephew, he's 49, got hit by lightning on a day where there was hardly a cloud in the sky. I had another girl that was in the Rotary with me and just loved her to death, 26 years old with brain cancer. You've probably heard of Sarah's house?
I think so.
Anyways, Sarah got this started when she thought she was cancer clean, and she ended up coming back and killing her. But she kind of got us started, you know. I was president of Rotary at that year and everything, and she decided that there was a need for that cancer facility in Brewer, you know, like a Ronald McDonald House. So we've started that, and we have bought Fox Run down on the Bar Harbor Road, and it's going to be there. There's 49 acres and everything. I can just sheet on it. But that's one of our big things right now.
Good.